lean forward slightly, look straight at the speaker, and listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. My producer was complaining while that
was
playing.
That's too long, man.
No, it wasn't.
It's like a 15-minute intro.
Also, I should say that I've tried to suggest things that long, and you're like, that's too long.
Well, I've changed my mind about this. I've come about.
Okay, good, because I have some suggestions.
It's perfectly fine to have clips this long. And you know what? It was worth it for the little bit at the end saying that we have to stop. I thought people would appreciate that. So that's a little taste of the inside. Joining us in studio, back from his adventures from Peru, is one Mr. Ben Andrews.
Hola.
The
Welcome back.
Boy. B-O-I.
The what?
The highest boy. That's your name for the church.
It's true, because I think you were highest elevation also for the past 2 weeks.
It was like 11,000 feet.
You went to Machu Picchu.
Were you having like trouble breathing?
Okay, so it was like, how do I explain it?
Fucking high.
Yeah, like really high up, and like if you ran around, or if like you did like anything strenuous, you would like you'd be breathing pretty heavy.
Cool, great.
During the day, for the most part, like it was fine. I just had to take like a deep breath every once in a while. It's like I was constantly a little bit winded, but at night, sleeping was fucking impossible. Oh, sorry about that.
Why?
It was
sorry about what you
you're
confess.
Fine.
Oh, okay, sweet. But no, it was just really, really hard. Like I don't know. I just
existing. Was
you'd
a
fall.
Problem.
You'd fall asleep for like an hour or so, and then you wake up like,
oh my god, that sounds terrible.
And like every like your throat just kind of like it wasn't sore, but it was like you know like it just felt weird.
You had
like
altitude induced sleep apnea. That's
what it was?
Yes.
I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me.
It was just like, I'd always have to take a deep breath whenever I open my eyes. Lots of like, every once in a while your chest would hurt a little bit.
Was the rest of your family the same?
Lightheaded. My grandma was not feeling it. She was having troubles. She had to lay down a lot. She got dizzy. There was one day, okay, so.
I didn't know your grandparents went with you.
Just my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, she wanted. She was the whole reason we went on the trip. Like, she really wanted to see Machu Picchu before she died.
She had to do a sacrifice on the altar at the top just to make sure she got to the good place.
You know, you gotta praise the sun.
Gotta grab your spot as quick as you can. All hail. Yeah, that religion thing is still happening. Jared is, I think he's off of robe duty now.
Yeah, we don't trust him anymore.
Once we're finished moving, I'll actually start making a prototype robe. And then it'll happen.
Oh, you guys are still doing that religion thing, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
God damn it.
I mean, all you have to tell, it's the easiest, I almost said cult, religion ever, because all you have to do is say, our primary goal is getting rid of daylight saving time, and people go, yes, I'm in. It's that easy.
We actually, we got some new followers this weekend.
Yeah.
Really?
Although they didn't like our Facebook page. That's a big part of joining.
Huh?
You know. Because we're the main distributors of the
how
lore.
How do you know they didn't like our Facebook page?
Because I didn't get any new likes this week.
You didn't give them your card because you didn't have
Oh,
one.
That's right. I was out of business cards.
You dingus.
You know what? I better just load up on those now.
You should.
I'm loading up on business cards.
You have like, business cards why. Printed about why you should not praise the sun.
No, it's just the business
card. No, just for the show.
Thing. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I've had these since like 2014, so it's no big deal.
I remember when you made them. I was like, whoa. Damn.
Yeah, but now they're all I mean, everything's up to date except for the web address. It's oh, okay. just a bit too long, but it still works. Anyway, so your grandma was sacrificing a goat on Machu Picchu.
No, alpaca. And,
oh, it was an alpaca? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it would be a goat, but that's all you can get out there.
Machu Picchu is actually lower than Cusco, than, like, the city. Like, it's actually, like, I think it's only, like, 8,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in a valley. Oh, I didn't
yeah,
know
that. Yeah, it's down in this sacred valley or whatever. But we took a train to go in, and you basically, like, train from, like, the high desert to the... like high jungle.
Yeah.
And there's like vipers and stuff out there. I never saw never saw a viper, but we went like on a walk.
Did you carry a machete with you?
No, I didn't. Ah. I carried a water bottle and a pair of sunglasses.
Same.
Was it a sharp water bottle?
I wish.
Okay.
It was a plastic one.
I'm sure that's something we could find on Amazon.
It cost me like a third of a dollar.
Was it a Nalgene?
A third of a dollar.
Was it a Nalgene? Because you could kill a snake with it if it's a Nalgene.
That's good.
Nalgene?
Nalgene, yeah. It's a where the hell is it? One of these things?
It was nothing like that. It was just like a you know, like plastic.
Take one of these next with you next time. You can kill a snake with it. I promise. Anyway, your grandma's taking a alpaca up there, and
I actually saw two alpacas trying to fuck. That was pretty funny.
Well, yeah. How does that go?
They were like fighting and doing their little like squonking noises, like squonk, squonk. You know that high.
You know the squonking noises.
Yeah,
it's like a skunk. It's squonk. It's I don't know how to explain.
You know
it's
those
weird,
comic
weird
book
noises.
Scenes that you see where like those they're fighting each other and it's always like bap and whap.
Wow.
And squonk is one of those
squonk.
Phrases.
Squonk.
Okay, here's the real question: How do you think it's spelled?
Squonk. Squonk.
Ooh, that's
nah,
a good one.
Two C's.
Really?
Always got to go with the two C's.
Just to emphasize, this is an automatopoeia. Don't get it twisted,
I thought
okay?
It would be SQWANK. Squonk.
That's
SQWANK.
That's pretty good, too, but it's very close to squanch. And
I squanch you.
Squanch.
You do?
I do.
Gross. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. this is being recorded.
I squanch you too.
It is.
Oh god.
Yeah. You know the world is gonna hear this.
Squanch you, everyone. World peace.
Do you see these tears on my face?
Peace
right
between.
Now?
The world is either gonna hear it immediately or at the court deposition. But anyway, alpacas fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
they
weird.
Squonk.
They made the noises and then they like one of them started like getting down and like humping the other one. I was
and
like, okay,
like,
I walked away. I was like, because I thought they were fighting at first. Like I ran up like taking video. I was shouting "World Stars" like a joke. A few Americans were laughing. That was kind of cool. And then like
they don't have "World Star" in Peru.
No,
that's why it's funny.
And then when
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't know?
You've never seen "World"? Oh, yeah.
Put a pin in that. But
okay.
All right. Well,
you got to make a note to go on.
You know what? That's something that I've never done.
You've never looked up the fight comps? Dude.
No. Not that I've seen lots of fight comps, but I mean, I haven't just made notes as we go.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Star. That's a really great idea for when you have to write all the tags.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll put World Star in there and we'll have Kirsty decide.
No, we used to play drinking games to that. Like, if you got knocked, if there was like a KO that was like.
If the guy's shoes comes off.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I made up the nastiest drinking game.
All right, go.
In history.
Does it involve World Star? Because if it does, we need to explain what it is right now.
No, it involves something even more nightmarish. The first Pokemon movie.
Really?
So
is it the one where Ash dies for like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, see, like...
Spoilers.
It's 2 minutes.
The main character never dies. Never can die.
It's impossible.
Darn it.
Ash but, permanently has to be a 14-year-old boy.
Nah, he's not even 14, homie.
How old is he? 12?
He's like 10.
He's 10?
Yeah, they're all 10.
What a shit.
Even Brock's, like, 12 or no, actually, I think
what?
Brock's supposed That's to be. I think he's supposed to be 16. I think
I was
Ash
gonna say
is
like
10
15 or
12.
16.
I'm just guessing that it's Pokepedia that keeps track of the ages of all these
guys.
Yeah,
I got a Bulbapedia. Fourth one down.
Wait. Oh, Bulbapedia. Yeah. Okay, so Brock.
No, my buddy Chung really likes Pokemon, so I was like, okay, we're getting, like, we watched a few movies together and drank to that, and then I was like, okay, but you're missing the, like, the only good movie. So I got the first one, and I made up a drinking game off of, like, what I remembered from it.
Okay.
That's even better.
But the problem was, like, I remembered the stuff that showed up a lot, but I thought in my mind that it only showed up once or twice. So that was like,
oh, no.
Drink 7, drink 8 when this shit happens.
That's
like,
the thing about childhood memories.
Exactly.
Only the
it
things...
was like one of the worst, the biggest offender was like, you drink 5 every time Mew shows up. But Mew shows up every fucking 6 minutes, like every single...
You drink 5?
Yeah.
You
and,
monster.
And he just constantly just like is poking his head.
So how many people died?
It was just the two of us. And by like the end of it, we both had to be like, okay, we can't. We cannot keep going. We went through like an 18 pack.
It's actually dangerous for your health.
It was not good. How old is he?
It does not say.
No, of it will. Course. It will.
He's just.
Look.
Should I look for the movie?
Just search age.
I did, and I get watch age, message from Brock. Absorb damage in battle.
Look up years old.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's awesome.
Years. Brock mainly provides an advisory role to the other main characters
He's
of the, anime.
Advisor? Yeah, that's a good fucking idea.
Being several
Oh, yeah,
years...
just go to Brock in the anime and that'll tell you.
Oh, here we go. I'm definitely not immersed
15,
in this.
15, bam!
Brock is a 15-year-old kid.
Ooh.
So...
who ran a gym on his own because his dad left him in charge of all of his children.
So
really?
Strange.
Deadbeat dad.
Damn.
Oy.
You never see Brock's dad, do you?
No, he shows up in like the episode where he talks shit about him. It's like right in the beginning after Ash beats Brock, his dad's like, "I've come back. Go on an adventure, my son." And he doesn't even be like, "Dad, where the fuck have you been?" He's like, "Okay."
He's just like, "Great. Sure. My dad is approving of a thing."
Probably something more like, "Yeah, take all these fucking kids. I'll see you in hell, Dad."
He doesn't want to fucking deal with them. Ash is just too attached to his Pikachu. He's a weird dude.
Ash is never gonna bang. He'd probably bang the Pikachu.
Oh no. Do you think that's
did you just say bang?
You know that's a fan fiction somewhere.
Of course it is.
Oh, I guarantee you could find it.
I guarantee you Ben at least read one. See, he can't deny it.
No, I'm trying to think of like fan fiction that I have read.
I used to read like a Legolas themed because he's hot, and then probably like the first Pirates of the Caribbean, and then I want to say Harry Malfoy slash.
Oh God, what?
I was confused as a teenager.
I promise.
Please tell me that Harry was at least like the dominant
one. I don't remember.
Yeah, who was the bottom?
Was just
I don't
really
remember.
Just a tiny little bitch.
Gosh, I can't even remember anything else.
You know Malfoy was a bottom bitch.
Yeah, he,
for
totally
he had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like try to be top, and then like Harry would just be
See,
like, no.
Slytherin. That's a metaphor.
Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry.
Slytherin me.
And Hufflepuff on my dick.
Oh Christ!
That's what it is.
Kirsty, do you want to know what World Star Hip Hop is? So World Star Hip Hop is where all of the premier content from the black community is uploaded, specifically street fights, mostly.
Rap videos.
And rap videos, yeah. I don't know why it's called World Star Hip Hop.
There's some pretty good shit on there, actually.
Actually,
decent rap on there.
Yeah.
So is it making fun of it, or?
No, this is all
posted
unironically.
No, it's just straight up.
Okay.
Fight videos, like just people beating the fuck out of each other. It's kind of
so
dope.
Why is this something that I need to have in my life?
Oh, you've never watched people just go to town on each other?
I don't really like it. It freaks me out.
It was just, you know, we mentioned it. So yeah, see, there's all these rap videos.
Why are they
right?
beating up each other?
Who knows?
Because people fight.
Okay. Whoop dat as nay. Okay. Girl starts twerking while whooping some ass.
I'll watch that.
Ass is spelled with two Z's. Yeah, so
is
this,
that her ass?
I don't know. It probably is. It's kind of weird.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Oh, and another thing. A main feature of World Star Hip Hop videos is in the back of one's mind when a fight is witnessed, they already know it's going on World Star Hip Hop, and it must be declared while filming the event.
Yeah, you have to that's, shout as
so
loud
so that's
as you
why
can.
You said
no,
that.
No, ain't no jumping. 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 No, no. No. Hell no. Hell no. Man, hell no.
Oh my God, I'm going to see Katie on here.
Get the fuck up.
Not lately.
Get off of
her. Does Katie fight a lot?
I don't know.
She's had some running.
Yes, you know Katie. She's my wedding, the black one. The one that you're like, damn, she's hot.
Get it over
with. It's either you or someone else. Andrew?
It's probably Andrew.
No mentions of World Star yet in this video. That's
yeah,
unusual.
I noticed that. Whoop
that ass, man. Whoop that ass.
Oh, okay. See, that's
yeah,
what this video is.
Stop to twerk, you know. It's an important part of the fighting process.
But, like, why is she just, like, attached to her hair?
Because she's been hanging on to her hair. That's, like, if you watch, like, the chick fights on this, on this like, site, like, all the girls, like, go for the hair immediately.
Yeah.
And then just start wailing
Once
on
you
face.
Got the hair, you just win. Because
that's why
scary.
Need,
it's terrifying.
That's
I'd
why
rather
you
fight
need
guys.
Some, like...
Thank God.
That's why so many of them have weaves, so it can just, like, detach from their skull and
I don't
just
think
run
that's
away.
The only reason.
Nope, it's the reason.
That's not the
oh,
private.
You missed it. At the very end, her weave fell off.
See?
Not even... No,
it didn't help her out, though.
Check it out,
much.
Like, the last 2 seconds. Right there.
Oh, yeah, there
oh,
it is.
It just falls right up. So that's the glory of World Star Hip Hop.
Oh, I think she was actually trying to take her weave off, and that's why she was holding her own hair.
Because
I'm like, why isn't she punching her? Like, so if she let go,
she's
she
trying to get
have...
the hair off, jettison it, and
okay, that makes
jump
sense.
Her.
The ejector seat of hair. It's the weave.
Anyways, that was so,
Did you learn something?
I learned about you guys, yeah.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice. No more details
than
that?
Come on, come on.
It just... Well, what's your definition of a fight?
You punched somebody.
There's a closed fist involved.
Yes.
And there's lots of shit.
So then there's multiple times that that's happened.
Well, not just punching someone. They have to punch you back, and then it kind of goes around for a little bit. And then finally, like...
Normally, I just end it. I, like, don't let it even escalate. I'm like Ron Swanson, where it's just, like, one and done.
You just take him out at the ankles, and it's over.
Yeah.
And you go home and eat bacon. I've been watching a lot of Park and Rec.
Good Parks for you.
Parks and Rec, because it, like, helps me get to sleep.
That's good.
Kirstie's show for that is Frasier.
Actually, it's
That's
everything.
A sleepy show. Is it everything?
That is a sleepy
it's,
show.
It's like Frasier, Parks and Rec can do that.
Frasier's like Seinfeld with old people.
And or fancy people like at like
fancy people that's
yeah.
probably
kind
better.
Of
yeah,
fancy
like really rich
it just
people.
Makes me laugh like
we
all
can
the
relate
shit that
to
do.
It a little bit because we have a radio show so
I like yeah that's kind of
yeah
one reason and they live in Seattle and I hate Seattle so it's just kind of funny.
Hey, what's wrong with Seattle?
Fuck Seattle.
It changes people.
It changes
that's
people.
The beef here.
I hate
well,
it.
What happened?
People got changed.
Kirstie
and
just
I
knows.
Hate them.
She knows a lot of people that have moved to Seattle and have
turned
undergone
into douchebags. And
yes, profound personality changes.
It's just been very strange.
It's that
so.
Big city life.
Yeah, and then there's like the Seattle Freeze, which is
Seattle Freeze. What?
Yeah, it's an yeah. actual documented like mental health issue in.
You talk about everybody
Seattle.
Being sad about the rain.
No, everybody being a dick to everyone else. So people will move up there with the hopes, and, like, they have friends up there, they're going to hang out, and no one wants to hang out because everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And so they experience what is called the Seattle Freeze because no one will, like, integrate them into their community.
Oh, so they're stuck.
Yeah.
So in a sense, there really is no community to begin with because everybody's just isolating themselves into their own pods.
Into their own seasonal depressive disorder, but it's actually
Renee,
Seattle.
Can I smoke this in here?
What is it?
Depressive.
It's an E-pen.
That's fine. Yeah.
Sweet.
Go for it.
Your mom just heard that, by the way.
Oh, I don't care. It's an e-cigarette.
Yeah, if you look at the outside of the house, there's like this huge like darkened place above Renee's window. So and his mom, I was talking to Laura. I'm like, "What is that?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, it's because they smoked in their rooms." And I was like, "I didn't even think about that," but she totally just called it out and knew exactly what it was. It was great.
It's a rain stain, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In only two places in this whole house.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
You know, it really is.
That rain is really focused.
It's crazy how it works like that.
Speaking of crazy things that work.
There's a dark flashback in Renee's head right now of him, like, peeing on the roof. Just like...
It's rain.
When he's, like, 14 years old. It's rain. It's just rain.
Jesus Christ.
Can't say I've ever pissed on the roof, but that's a pretty vivid
that
image.
That could change tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
now
true.
Now it's a challenge, man. Now you have to lean now out your you gotta. Window.
Can
I somehow
pee piss on your dad's roof before
sure.
you rip it off?
I'll
okay.
take a picture of it.
That sounds
it
great.
It can go into the gutter.
That's a fantastic time.
That sounds good.
We
until you realize you have to touch it.
Jesus, we've got
that's
a bit.
That's so true.
We've got a bit of a ghost story.
Oh hell yeah!
But the worst part is that it happened to us.
Dun 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 dun.
That's not bad at all. That's awesome. How the shit scared out of you.
You know what? It'd be nicer if it was happening to other people. And I just kind of wish I was encountering benevolent spirits. But anyway, last week Jared was here and we got real deep into the UFO shit
okay.
and the paranormal because
yeah.
we were going to that weekend we were going to McMinnville for UFO Fest. The 19th annual UFO Fest.
Nice.
And it was fucking awesome. It was great. There was a parade.
Was sounds like it was
drunk chicks dressed
weird.
Up as spaceships.
Yeah.
Dogs dressed up as aliens.
That's
craft
sweet.
Beer and sing alien secretion martinis. It was the bomb.
Alien secretion martinis.
Fuck yeah.
Come drink my sweat.
20th anniversary.
It's alcoholic.
We're planning on going for the 20th one.
And we're
going to
stay in the Hotel Oregon. We
yeah.
had a bartender that we tipped in an edible, and he promptly just threw it in his mouth.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We didn't expect that, so...
It was great.
So,
was,
oh, sweet boys,
we'll
see
fantastic.
You on the other side. Just go for it.
Oh, shit. But let's see. One of the topics that came up in our show last week, which I believe started this whole fucking mess, was the topic of skinwalkers.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of a skinwalker?
I remember when the threads started showing up on X.
Yeah?
Way back when. Yeah,
you know,
that shit was some of the most terrifying shit I've ever read.
I haven't been on X long enough to see one of those. Have they kind of just died down?
Oh, X is trash now. It used to be so much better. Like 2000, like... whenever I started to about 13 was
yeah.
really good.
Because now it's just shit like, am I a vampire?
Exactly. It's all like guys like, oh, guys, I've been in contact with Greek spirits. It's like, yeah, you
okay.
need to chill.
Whatever. I was hoping for something good. Maybe I'll just
every once in a while, it's worth to look at and see if there's any like green text threads
yeah.
up. And those are where like the real money is. Like I have a folder. I'll
send me some.
One of these days, I'll bring you some.
Sure.
Because I got a big collection of, like, threads.
But anyway, Skinwalkers was, like, at least a 20-minute segment on our
show.
Oh,
yeah. It's fucking terrifying.
And it's good to know that you're familiar with them. It's the, you know, for the uninitiated, or if you're catching up, it's a Navajo legend. There's a priest or a shaman in the tribe, and they want to acquire the ability to change into animals. Well, in order to do that, you need to kill someone in your family. Really basic, simplified story. I'm sure there's much more to it.
Yeah. But the premise is, like, your friend wanders off to pee, comes back weird, everything smells like blood and copper.
Blood and copper.
This shit goes down.
I haven't heard that part.
I'm gonna send you some things.
Yeah, no, I need to learn more about this. But, so anyway, we do the show on Friday, you know. Did anything unusual happen immediately after that I'm... forgetting because
I kind of woke up with like a migraine thing.
You had a bit of a
like
migraine.
Went to sleep with that.
Yeah,
that's not really abnormal.
It's not super abnormal. We found out on the way to UFO Fest that there was going to be a speaker at the event named George Knapp. He hosts a radio show on the weekends called Coast to Coast AM.
Okay,
he was. I don't know if he was staying there the entire time, but he was observing a location in Utah called Skinwalker Ranch. Mm. And he had like a two-hour talk scheduled about Skinwalker Ranch. And we had no idea before we showed up.
Okay.
So that was a cool little...
It's just like, oh, sweet. Hell
but
yeah.
Between that talk and us talking about it...
Some weird stuff was happening to us. Immediately after we exited the talk...
No, my dad's car...
Oh, yes.
Like, imploded on the way to the conference.
Her
like
dad...
His oil just disappeared.
And he spun a bearing.
And he's like a... Like, he's a mechanic. Like, he's not gonna just let...
Yeah, like that...
The oil not be in his car. Yeah.
So it's fucking weird. When we walk out of the talk, we smell some very
like
gross
rotting flesh, like fish and like musk, like just deep dank musk. And I'm like, and I immediately look at Renee. I'm like, it's here,
and I'm just like, oh, but sure.
And my
I
dad
believe
was
you,
just
honey.
Like, no, it's just a smell that people are, we're all collectively smelling.
I was about
I'm
to
like,
say, it's probably the collective scent.
Like, hello, we were just talking about this. He made a point of saying that this is what people smell when it's around, and people can invoke it by talking about it.
That's great. Like, yeah, you're not supposed to talk. If you start talking about skinwalkers, they show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, what else are we going to smell walking out of this place? And it was nowhere. You walk, like, a block the other and. It was gone.
So we don't know what the fuck that was. But
yes, we do.
The well, yeah, we do. And then the worst part was when we stayed overnight for Saturday. We come back Sunday, and we get back to our place, and we open the door, and it smells like shit and piss everywhere. And it turns out that's what it was, shit and piss. Our cats had...
Gone
shit
insane.
Everywhere on the floor. They managed to only piss in one spot on the bed.
On his side.
Where I sleep.
Of course.
They like him more, I think.
I think that's what that means. And
we do it because we love you.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. And then the reason they did that, somehow their cat door, which provided them access to the litter box, was locked from both sides.
Which it couldn't happen if, like, the only way that could happen, a cat would be locked inside it. And there was
That's
no cat
weird.
In it.
Both of the switches to lock the door, because it's one of those, it's omnidirectional locks. So you can control the locks to either have it so they can only go through one direction or the other direction. They've never accidentally slid one of those sliders over, let alone both of them at the same time.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it's really fucked up. And then they tried to bury their shit with my shoes that were on the floor, and I had to throw away a bunch of shoelaces.
Sorry, it's too funny.
So
they were trying really hard, okay?
Oh, they did. They're lucky they didn't get it inside the shoe. I don't know what would have happened.
I would have escorted you off the premises.
Yeah, I wasted a perfectly good sponge on that. And then... All right, this is a shout out to my grandpa. It's actually, I won the toothbrush award 3 times over, so it was pretty great. Anything else that I missed?
It's the same, when he was talking about the lecture, I figured out that's the same.
Oh, yes. So when we were over in Tennessee, we learned about a fun phenomenon called the Bell Witch. There is an area in Tennessee called the Bell Witch Caves.
Yeah, I think I've heard of this.
And
I got mildly obsessed with it last summer.
You bought like 4 books on it.
Yeah.
And you read them all.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the lecture, she's sitting there and she's whispering to me, this is just the Bell Witch. This is all the Bell Witch shit. And it turns out it's true. All the same stuff that these people were experiencing was extremely similar to the Bell Witch. It involved, like, just following them places, seeing portals to other weird places.
Voices just, like, coming out of nowhere, them being taunted.
Voices coming out of other people.
Yeah. If they tilled the ground, shit would get, like...
Oh, yeah,
exponentially worse.
Digging is a
bad idea. Andrew Jackson visited this place and noped his way out of it. He's like...
He fucked off.
This shit's creepy, bye.
Yeah, I've heard it's slightly disconcerting.
We're going to go there for Thanksgiving,
and it turns out, when we were in Tennessee, we drove right through the heart of Skinwalker territory.
Oh.
The Natchez.
Fuck. I don't know how to say it.
I can't remember how to say
Natchez Trace. Natchez.
Which is where I think the story that Jared was talking about was on this, but I'm not really sure how, because I don't think there's any Navajo reservations out there, unless I'm completely mistaken.
I doubt there's Navajo. I think that's like a Midwest to West Coast thing. Natchez Trace, yeah.
Huh.
It's this big highway that drives through right in the middle of it. So I think one of those is following us. That's what's going on.
So how do I know you're not one of them then?
Well, I appear to be behaving normally, yes? Oh, shit, he's squinting. I don't know what to do.
No, I'm fairly sure that you guys are yourselves.
No, yeah, that's one of the things cool about it is, like, if it was mimicking someone, you would kind of
you would
notice.
Totally know. Oh, you'd know immediately. Totally know, because the eyes would be completely different. Mm-hmm. It would probably have a smell. It wouldn't get the faces right.
I smell pretty good. I'm not worried.
I don't smell like death, as far as I know.
Can't say I've ever smelled death before, but I don't think I smell like that.
What we smelled outside of that place was not the smell of death.
It wasn't? What would you call that?
That was a skinwalker.
Oh, okay.
Some stank is
it's
what that
different.
Was.
So they don't smell like death?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does anybody here know what death smells like?
I smell like yes. Butt.
No, but yeah, I do.
Death smells like...
I smell that every once in a while.
It just smells like... It
smells uncomfortable.
The absence of somebody being there.
That's weird.
It smells
it's
like nothing.
You,
it smells like nothing is
like
there.
You,
that's what death
it's
smells
like. It's like when you walk into a new house and there's nothing inside.
No, it's got that new house smell. It smells like wood.
Yeah, or like it just smells like new car smell.
Death is the smell of a new car.
What I'm trying to say
yeah,
is
can
it
I get
just,
that on a little
it just
car
smells
hanger.
Like it smells like nothing. Like it just it's weird because it's like your loved one, but then there's no lights on in the house, so it's not who you love or who you used to know. It's just a thing. It's kind of strange.
It's kind of disconcerting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only been in the room with two dead bodies, but I never got close enough to smell them.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Who was your second dead body or your first? I guess.
My first was my grandpa, and then your second was your grandma.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was more freshly dead, though.
So. Yeah, I didn't hang out there for very long.
No.
I don't like that shit.
You took me to...
I smelled the morgue before, and it just smells like formaldehyde.
Yeah,
there.
That's nothing.
When were you in a morgue?
There's a morgue at Wazoo.
When was he not in a morgue?
I had a girlfriend that worked there.
Nice.
Gross.
Bet she was into some freaky shit.
That was Morgan, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she worked in the morgue. Well, that just kind of...
Yeah, she was, like, studying in the morgue for a semester.
You know
what? My buddy Job did it, too.
You know what? That's just too perfect. A girl named Morgan working in a morgue. Like, that just... It never would have worked. I'm sorry.
I like it. I want
to... I like it, too.
I want to be friends with this person.
No, it's far too late for that.
Yeah, that was that ship sailed 4 years ago.
You're not in regular contact with her?
We talk every once in a while. She's
I only am interested
bit, so.
If she's still in the mortuary services.
No,
if not, then fuck it.
No, she's going to medical school down in Arizona.
Oh, well, I don't care about living people.
Can you get a mortuary degree at WSU?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think you have
to go to a specialized
school. Yeah, you
school
do.
For that, which...
But you could get like something like social services, which would be like a really good like bachelor's degree to a mortuary degree. Or like end of life or death and dying if they have that.
God, I can't believe I couldn't imagine being a mortician.
Kind of imagine it, like...
That'd be grim.
Yeah.
I mean, I've washed a dead body and it was kind of like...
Ugh.
Eh.
You washed one?
Well, yeah, because when we... Like, I've had multiple people die that I was taking care of at work and you'd have to, like, get their body ready to kind of see their family or their family to see them, I guess.
Oh, I didn't think washing the body was your job.
Yeah, I wash bodies. What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's a good opener. You should take that to some clubs.
I will. So,
what's up, dude? I wash bodies.
I wash bodies. Yeah.
I know where it's at. I know the niche I want. They're not turned on by that. I'm walking away.
Yeah, that's a really specific set of features.
I know exactly who would want it, though.
Who?
Probably Joe or Natalie, or both.
Yeah, because you could get them skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they want a full skeleton?
I'm sure.
That's not legal, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Didn't you say that somebody in your family...
Barbara. Barbara has the skeleton of her... I want to say grandfather.
That's
but
metal
maybe
as
it's
fuck.
Grandmother. Because in the Dominican Republic, it was cheaper to use actual people versus getting a, like, a skeleton for medical school. Like, because you have to... Down there, you for medical school, you had to get a... like a fake skeleton.
You had to get your own skeleton.
Yeah, you had to get your own skeleton.
That's
hardcore.
And it was
so expensive that they literally just dug up their grandma and had her rearticulated.
That is fucking metal.
So she had they have it in a closet.
Currently?
Yes.
In the United States?
No, it's in the
That's what I'm going to do when I die. I'm going to put it in my will when...
Be a skeleton in a closet?
Yeah, when I pass... You will take my body. You
okay.
will take the skeleton out, and you will keep it in your living room.
We'll make sure that.
And I will watch you.
We'll make sure
of my
that
days.
That your widow does that. Just like we'll make sure that they play the "I Got Bitches" song at Jared's wedding or Jared's
yeah.
funeral.
I got bitches.
Did you ever hear this song?
No.
Oh, I gotta.
Oh
listen.
Yeah, play this.
Okay, so the idea is at Jared's funeral, this will be the song that we play.
Well, he's Hang. Going out or something or like in, you know, what they play songs and then people just stand there and listen to it. And
yeah.
It's like,
so this is our.
I got bitches.
Hang on. This isn't the one I want. This is it. Because you don't want the lyrics. You don't want to
sure
know what's coming.
Make sure you turn off the other one.
Hey, yo,
it's fine.
What it is. Everybody report to the motherfucking dance floor with their motherfucking
Lord.
Drinks. They wet ass pussies. They big fat ass and them big brown titties with them pepperoni nipples. Because I'm coming for you.
Just imagine everybody just standing next to the casket, heads down, hands crossed. That's a good image.
He would have wanted it this way.
Hey. Suck on my phone.
Let me hear that booty roar. Licking the dick, sucking the ball, swab a dowel, beating down your pussy, wow to the ground.
It's a pretty good beat.
It is. That's I like the background. It's real nice.
This is one of the things that is inspiring me to try and figure out how to make beats for this show. Because Jared says if I can make beats, he'll rap to them. At least until he dies.
Bitches, they know.
You need to get
Fruity Loops?
No, Reason.
Reason, what's that?
Is that what it was called? I used to have this program that you could use to make beats, but I don't remember the name of it. I swear to God, it was Reason.
I downloaded a copy of FL Studio the
that
other day.
I've heard is really good as well.
But I think it's really shitty on a MacBook Air because I tried to run it.
You know, with the amount that you fuck with computers, I'm surprised you don't have a desktop by now.
You know, I'm planning on it. I've got kind of some specs sketched out. The trick is I gotta buy it like all at once,
yeah,
and I'm having a bit.
It's gonna be like $1,300, $1,400. Yeah, it's fucked.
I'm not gonna go that far, I don't think. I think I'll probably go for like a sub $700 build. That'll be good enough for what I need here and to put like a decent quality stream out. Cause this show is still on a very tight budget of $0. So I gotta be, any investment I put into this is a net negative.
Yeah.
So I gotta be sure that I don't go too negative.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. It's just, you know.
I need a fucking desktop, man.
A real desktop?
Yeah, I've been playing too many, like, fancy video games. I got Rainbow Six Siege, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. But
like the Tom Clancy book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there's like a game. It's pretty good, but like it makes my laptop heat up to like 90°C.
Yeah. Well,
it's
you're
like,
just
it's so fucking hot. It's
yeah.
like
Well, yeah, you're using the integrated chip.
What
loop.
The fuck, Drew?
What about Fruity Loops?
Death
does not smell like Fruity Loops.
What about Fruity Loops?
I don't think
what?
Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
No, Fruity Loops
Death
is
smells very distinct. Yeah, I'm trying to describe it.
No. Fruity Loops is the name of a software that I was thinking of using.
Okay, that's better, Drew.
I've heard of Fruity Loops. Okay.
But, I mean, it could be. Like, it depends on the person. Vegetarians probably smell like... I almost said taste. Vegetarians probably taste like Fruity Loops, so.
I bet they taste like them.
Vegetarians taste like tofu. Everybody knows
that.
It just saturates their body, and then that's all that's in their cells.
You know, I knock vegetarianism and all that stuff a lot, but all of my cousins are doing it right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my sister is, like, almost, like, she's gone full vegan nut.
Yeah?
Same with Skylar.
She eats fish every once in a while, but, like, they eat a lot of vegetables. And then my cousins are trying to, like, two or three of them are doing the same thing, I think.
Yeah. You know, if I was still planning on living in this house, I could very easily accidentally go vegan just based off of what food was available.
Okay.
My family is kind of doing that right now.
Moving towards that, kind of more greens and all that.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been meat in our pizza for at least a year.
That's not the worst thing, though. Like, meatless pizza really isn't, like, lacking anything.
No, if you cook it,
it lacks grease, which is good.
If you cook it right, it fucking works. My mom makes like this weird pesto pizza that you got.
That shit is good.
Yeah, yeah. I like
pesto. She makes like this sweet and sour chili pizza with like
that's what's down there right now.
Yeah, it's really good.
Nice.
Grab yourself a slice before you walk out. But
oh, no, I ate a steak. That's why I was late.
Yeah, there you go.
Mom like started cooking food right when I got home. I was like, wait, I got this show. And she's like, yeah, you're not gonna be back till late, so you're eating this now or
she knows all about this show now.
Oh yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah.
She hasn't liked our page. I don't know
Mrs.
if she's a
Ben's
truther.
Mom.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I want Ben's mom liking the page. Just kidding, Ben's mom. If you're hearing this,
we love you.
Everything.
About some pretty degenerate material on this show.
Well,
yeah,
if
I'd agree
Renee's
with that.
Grandparents can listen to it, you can too.
That's
yeah.
Fair. I've confessed some unusual things to those poor people.
They've only met you once. Not enough time to establish any sort of shame
people.
Towards
you. not any type of shame.
It was so funny, though. When I went to visit them, I kind of was nervous because I'm like, man, they've heard some shit that I've said. Like, are they going to treat me like a normal human being? Because some things I say on here is not like, and then it was fine. But
it was totally fine.
Leading up to it, I was like, shit.
You know why it was fine? Because they get it. They are the people that I want to listen to this show.
It's true.
The ones that know everything on a show
okay, it's true,
can't be serious.
But you can't, like, I've had really bad luck with grandparents, so you gotta, like, keep that into
yeah, I know.
In check. I just...
But that chapter of your life is over. You have these grandparents now, and they're cool. They're hip. They're with the
they're
new...
They're with it.
Yeah.
EG is definitely with it. He should
with
be on
the,
our show.
Millennial swing.
I want EJ to be on
Millennial
the show.
Swing? Is that a genre of music?
That sounds like some kind of really cool swing music.
Okay, please
like,
look up Millennial Swing.
Off
on,
I go.
On
is it actually a thing?
See, I have no idea.
Oh my god. Did we just
but there's
make a
but
thing?
There's new swing. There's like electro swing.
Oh,
which
I like
is
electro
really,
swing.
Really good, yeah.
Millennial Swing is a YouTube channel that has 3 subscribers.
It's a band. It's a hipster band. Stay away. Don't. You'll get tainted.
Hang on.
Look at them. Look at them.
What do we want? Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Millennial Swing?
I guarantee you these guys are...
Here we go.
Oh, God.
What are we in for? Something.
I like the,
look at the...
postmodern jukebox better, if that's what this is going to be like. I think it might be.
I already hate how they're dressed.
Why does everyone have a Kangol hat?
Okay, no, stop this. Look up postmodern jukebox because that's who these guys are trying to be and they're doing it bad.
Postmodern jukebox?
Oh, I think you showed me these.
Yeah, if you want to look up Vaughn, you can.
Any particular track?
Vaughn Smith.
Hang on. Postmodern jukebox. Vaughn. Is this going to work?
Maybe.
Oh, Shake It Off?
Sure.
Okay, so this isn't a song I like in real life, but this might be better.
A different one.
They look like they're in like a 2-door garage, but the doors are on.
That's totally
like, the
what
wrong
it is.
Walls.
Yeah, that's a garage
it's like,
door.
That's a garage door, but then also next to him is a garage door. God, they're all dressed bad too. Look at that guy. He looks
no,
like
that
he,
guy looks nice.
He looks like he's in a tuxedo made out of spandex.
What,
and it's puffed up at the same time. Like, he's, like, put a bunch of air in it, so he's, like, you know, bigger than he really is, which is not a lot already.
What's the ones on the side, Renee?
Which one?
The ones that say Vaughn.
Vaughn Smith?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Because this song, I don't like this one as much.
Postmodern Jukebox. V-O-N?
Yeah.
Oh, oh. That was Vaughn Smith.
I didn't know it was V-O-N.
Rude is a good one.
Rude.
Yeah.
1950s sock hop.
Sock hop. God, just look at the way he stands. Ugh, God, it makes me mad.
Okay, just because he's gay and you're probably gay doesn't mean you need to be angry at him, okay?
Dang it. Got in my car, raced like the jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question.
Yeah, the echoes you are raising, you don't sound like an asshole, asshole.
If it didn't echo, it would just really shine forth, wouldn't it?
This guy makes me physically uncomfortable.
All right, stop. Oh, my God. Anyways, this
is it
guy...
the eyes? It's the eyes.
Look at him. Look at the rage in that face.
Okay, you know what the problem is? Hold on. Let me just get there.
Look
all
at
right.
How mad he is.
So the problem is these are what are known...
That's an incel right there.
Shit. These are what is known as psychopathic eyes. If you can see whites on three sides, not including the top side, that is a look of intimidation, okay? They're trying to stare you down. But that's not the worst formation that eyes are in. If you see eyes with all four sides visible with white... that is a psychotic killer.
Yeah,
you need to run.
All right. Well, I know this person personally. He's really cool.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't know it's your friend. Shit.
You actually know this guy?
Yes.
You never told me that.
I'm mostly just taking the piss here.
Okay. Well,
feel free to tell him if you want to.
Vaughn, you're a
funny.
Cool guy. We just got to do something about the eyes. It's okay.
No, he's
and
really cool.
Off your jacket.
He let me do an interview for my show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
He just happened to stop by?
No, he was on the phone.
Did you see all four sides of his eyes?
No, I did not. Not even... Have I seen him in person? I think I have once, but...
Well, he's
his
never...
sister and I are really good friends.
How heavy was he breathing?
Vaughn, we're kidding. We'd love to have you on here, but we're going to make fun of your suit jacket. I promise.
Wow. Rude.
I didn't even pick up on that. That was all Ben.
I told you, man. It's puffy.
It is puffy.
I don't even... Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that. I don't know what looks good in a suit jacket. I don't wear the fuckers.
You guys aren't going to Vegas?
You know what? I don't think it would work out for us. Cause
not gamblers?
Well, no. I've been known to gamble on occasion. It's just Kirsty is going to be in a cast starting in June.
Oh, shit. Why?
I ripped a muscle in my foot.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really weird muscle, too. Like,
of course.
What else would we expect?
According to what, 40% of doctors, only athletes rip it? Or that's not true?
I don't, you keep, I
said
that
once. Where'd you tear it?
It's on the bottom of your foot.
It's underneath my plantar fascia, which is like the longest brevis.
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, yeah. I know what type of injury.
So
Ben knows his foot anatomy.
I ripped it, and it's not enough to, like, it's not completely off, so they're like, yeah, we're just going to put you in a cast. Good luck.
But you didn't want to go in a cast yet because
I had to go to school and stuff, so.
Yeah. So Vegas isn't a super great place for Kirsty.
To heal.
Especially it's just a cast in the desert in the middle of summer. It does not seem like...
Literally the dead of summer.
The hottest part of summer.
Yeah. Kirsty has given me permission to go to Vegas without her, but I would feel really shitty if I did that.
Also, we really want to go other places.
I had... this idea is way more funny. We go to Canada for the 4th of July. There is a resort... I don't know where.
It's
fucking
all inclusive.
Vancouver, right?
I'm good.
Is it?
All inclusive.
I bet it is. I don't know what that means, but...
you know.
Do I know?
Ew.
That's what Michael Scott does on The Office. Sorry. He doesn't do that, but he's like all inclusive and he like raises his eyebrows.
He just wiggles them.
He's like, you know what that means.
Oh, God. Good old Michael Scott instilling family values.
I watched the British version of The Office.
What did you think?
I did not like it.
We finished it, actually.
We finished it.
I loved it.
I like British humor, but, like, damn, that was dry. Dry. Like,
too dry?
Barren wasteland British humor. So just...
Ben, I thought you had an appreciation for cringe, because... That's what I was sensing in
to
that
show.
To a
point, and that it's almost painful in that one.
Sometimes they just like push the cringe factor way too far.
To where it's like painful. You're just like, please stop.
Well, okay. If you hated that, then you may not like Nathan For You.
He would not like it.
I've heard that that's like this guy just making shit super awkward.
It made me have so many panic. Like, I was just like, what is happening?
Like, why?
I promise it's good. I don't know if that means anything to anyone anymore.
It doesn't.
But I promise it's good.
It really, truly doesn't.
Damn it. But okay. It's got a great lead up, okay? Nathan establishes himself as this fucking weird dude, and you just gotta go with it. It's all worth it to get to that last episode of season 4. I promise.
God, that's so crazy.
I've thought about it more. I want to watch it again because I believe that that episode is not as cringy as you would like it to be.
It really is. This
it
guy
is cringy.
I
promise, yes, there are cringy parts in it.
The whole thing is cringe.
Not the whole thing. Some parts of it, I believe, could be seen as an exploration into the human soul. I'm not even kidding. I'm smiling a lot right now.
That's
because it sounds silly.
Yeah, you're cheesing
That's
right now.
Fine, but, like, it's not even...
It's just very meta. I appreciated it a lot. And he doesn't make poop-flavored frozen yogurt in it. So that's it's a nice departure from the pilot. All right.
You know what
show
I've watched a lot?
What?
I got really sick for like a week.
Yeah?
I was feeling really bad. So I was just like laid out on my couch for a while. Just really stressed. And I watched... like 3 seasons of Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Yeah.
I love that.
Go Team Shake.
It was the greatest shit I've ever seen.
Go Team Shake.
Oh, it's all about Carl, dude. Carl's the best.
Carl
Jesus
rules.
Ezekiel Jesus.
Please, God, just go away. Don't see me down here.
Do they have like 11 seasons of that?
There's a lot.
I make them put the cocoa butter smell in the car so the hookers will feel safe. Direct quote.
Holy fuck, is that real?
Yes.
That's great.
It's 100% real.
I'm not very well versed on it, but I really do appreciate
that
show.
Oh, it's a wonderful show.
There are 11 seasons of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Arise, chicken.
Chicken, arise. That's the one that
sticks
out. You've
seen like 2 of them because I only have like, a couple of
them. I could get them all for you,
baby. Should watch them all,
baby.
Baby,
I can get you all the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
You guys need to watch more anime.
Kirsten's not into it.
Checking out right there.
See, I watched about half of One Punch Man. It was fucking great.
Yeah, One Punch Man's fan. You need to watch the end. Like,
I will.
The final fight.
I will.
It's fucking sick.
But she can't be in the room.
Yeah, it's just this. It's the same Seattle douchebag that just wrecked everything for me.
But I'm not a Seattle douchebag.
Why are you saying you're a Seattle douchebag? I'm just talking about
anime. I just said I'm not.
Why would you even say?
Because you think that if I watch anime,
I'm just saying I don't like it because of that person. Like I don't.
Oh.
Like you might turn into a douchebag, but.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Successfully not turned into a douchebag, Jared.
I was already kind of a douchebag to start.
More
with.
Of a douchebag, Jared has successfully not turned into more. He's not a douchebag. Any of a douchebag.
Jared's a.
If anything.
Jared's delightful.
If anything, yes. I believe douchebag levels amongst our group have gone down significantly since starting this show, at
I'd
least.
I'd say so. Like, we've all kind of...
I
don't
want to
use the word matured,
chick,
but, like, we have.
Then use the word matured.
Matured.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would like to... I'm not going to take all the credit here, but I would like to think that it would be in some part due to this show. Because once you hear yourself enough, you kind of start to realize
the
what
terror
is,
sits in.
Yeah, what is cringy about yourself, and then you kind of endeavor to change it a little bit. And I'd like to think I started that process.
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, so you don't believe this at all.
I think it's because I came in and I was like, oh my god, how old are you guys?
What
and then you're like,
oh,
fuck.
Who the fuck are these kids?
And then you're like, oh shit, we gotta clean this up.
Nah.
No, I think it's everyone collectively got less retarded.
Yay!
Hear reductions. That, guys, we made it.
Reductions of retardedness.
We're almost halfway adults.
We're getting there.
We become the millennials that the news really hates.
We're gonna make it after all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this show for 10 more years, and we're gonna see where we go from there. We haven't even been doing it for 10 years yet.
How long has it been? It's been
7
a while.
Years.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, we're coming up on 7.5 years. Yeah. It's
Dude,
been a good time.
We're that old, man.
Because we started in January 2011.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And gosh, those archives, I tell you what.
Bogdan.
They're not much they're not much to sneeze at, you know. Well, actually, you know what? Go ahead and sneeze at them. That's what the phrase actually means. But no, that shit's going up behind a paywall. I guarantee it.
Behind a what?
Paywall. I haven't worked on it at all. But I just want to lock them away.
Lock them away so that way nobody can ever find them again.
Unless you give me money. If you really want to get invested into that cringe, which is the overarching theme of this segment, I think, just cringe, then go ahead and give me like $10. You know? I don't know. How would you price the cringe?
Well, we were high schoolers, so it'd be a lot more than that.
More than $10?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, per month is what I'm thinking.
Like, I mean...
10 per month?
I mean, Jesus,
that's a pretty standard rate.
When did I start coming on the show? Was it 12?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I almost think it wasn't in high school. Or, I don't think I came on the show until after.
Until after we graduated? You know what? That might be possible.
Yeah, I think that's how it was, because I think I came back, and you guys were like, oh, yeah, we're still doing the show. And I was like, oh, let me jump on that. And then I just talked about fucking bragged about college.
Just, like, really late.
Yeah.
That's fine. I didn't keep track of any timelines for this or anything.
Timeline? What's my story arc?
I don't fucking know. I didn't keep any tags for this or anything. It should have been really poorly organized.
I just remember there's a very gross story that I told about one of my friends, and we bleeped out like a solid minute and a half.
Back when we were still bleeping things.
Yeah, talking about how a girl, like...
put a remote up her pussy or something?
No, it was... Oh. He was...
I don't even know the story.
No, you remember this? Like, my buddy hooked up with this girl. He lost the condom. She stood up, and it fell out of her onto the remote.
That's right.
And she didn't notice. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, so all you people that were hinging on that bleeped moment from, like, 4 years ago.
There it is.
There, we got it.
It was
in a lot more visceral detail back then.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Gross.
God damn it. See... that's why I want to put up the paywall. Like, I'll make the, like, you know what? 25 most recent episodes free. That's what I'm thinking. Anything?
How many people watch this?
Not that many. It's fine. Just don't even, you know what? How many people?
So
you know
everyone,
what?
Start downloading the old episodes now.
Steal our shit.
Yeah, if you just jumped on
There's
this early. Like,
his
yeah, the
Cthulhu hat.
Mask. Oh my god, that was Christmas,
I don't even,
wasn't it?
Facebook yep. has changed so much. I don't
Facebook
even know.
Facebook is garbage now, dude.
Where the fuck do you even go to find out how many people like the page? You can't. That's why I haven't been posting updates to this fucking thing.
It literally just doesn't work.
Well, it's not that it doesn't work. It's just I don't know how to fucking use it, and it's archaic, and it's stealing all my data.
Data.
They know where you are.
No, I say data.
Data's a person.
I know, but it's also a quantitative property of
data's good
electricity. Don't even worry about it. Anyway.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I just remembered something. Hold on.
Do you have to leave?
No. It's something funny.
Okay.
That's even better.
Ben's got something
when I was
funny.
In Peru, I kept a list of really good names.
Names of
like,
people?
Names of places. Like, names of places that have fucking, like, just goofy names.
Okay, let's round out the show with that.
Yeah, and the town that we stayed in that had the nicest hotel. Like, that hotel where I took the video walking around in, like, the hotel room. Like,
I didn't see that.
This fucking goofy five-star place. Super nice.
Five-star in Peru terms?
No, in, like, American terms. It was fucked up nice.
Okay.
But, it was in the town of Urubamba.
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 Oh, shit. Do you say it exactly like that?
Without the grunting, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Urubamba.
That's a shame. I thought the grunting was a pivotal part of the language.
Oh, yeah. That's you really got to put the Latin twist on it.
Yeah.
Urubamba.
Only if you're, like, over 40 and you happen to live there. But it is
and
still part of it.
And you have silver hair, not gray. Silver.
If you look like that one dude silver from hair. The fucking, what were those? The Dos Equis commercials? That guy.
Yeah.
If you're that guy, you can say it that way.
Oh, by the way, FIFA's almost here. You guys ready to cheer for Mexico? Because literally no other North American team made it in.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Canada fucked up and we fucked up bad.
Is this the World Cup?
Yeah, or FIFA.
Oh, shit.
Like the big one.
Yeah.
Isn't it in Qatar this year?
No, it's in Russia, baby.
Do they reschedule the Qatar thing?
No, that's 2020.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. 2022. No, 2020.
Qatar's a fucked up place to have a World Cup.
Oh, yeah, and they're using slaves to build it.
Yep.
Like, literally slaves.
I've been hearing about this since, like, 2015. And I thought it was going to happen this year, because I've just been hearing about it so long. But, okay, so what was that place called again?
Urubamba.
Urubamba.
Spelled exactly how you think
Stay
it
would. Thirsty, my friends. Also, I am an advocate for marijuana legalization.
Oh, dude, they have kava legal.
What's kava?
Not kava.
Ayahuasca?
Coca.
Plant.
Coca.
Coca, really?
Yeah, coca, like the shit they use to make cocaine. Yeah, that
or
tree,
that they
it's
used
like
to make
it's like a sacred
coke.
Tree.
Or it's the same. Wait, Coca-Cola, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they
yeah,
used
same
to.
Stuff. No, they still use it. They just decoke it.
Yeah.
Fucking
they
assholes.
They take the cocaine out.
I can't believe they figured that out.
First airport I landed at, there's a guy standing there with a big basket full of throw coca leaves, so I took three, put them in like a dip, and got a little zig. It was kind of nice.
It's that easy? You just start chewing on them and it works?
Yeah, you chew on them. It's not like anything like aggressive, but like it's like,
it'll get you through that like 3 p.m. slump at work.
Okay.
Yeah. You like, just want a nap.
They also have like kava tea, like not kava, coca tea.
Yeah.
Which is, one, wonderful.
Why didn't you bring us that?
Because if I had brought coca leaves
up
back
ass,
into the United States,
Ben,
I would have gotten arrested.
Piece of shit.
They would have taken his pants off at the border. Nobody wants that.
No, they would have touched my butt.
What other names you got?
No, I went in Texas, too. And
That's even worse.
Exactly.
You went through Texas?
We came in through Texas.
Oh, shit.
It's like we flew into Fort Worth, I think.
Yeah, if you had gone through California, they never would have noticed.
Yeah, they wouldn't give a shit. Just so many people.
But anyway, you got some other names?
Let's see. There's Urubamba.
I had something. It's completely unrelated to this.
Okay, go for that, because I can't think of any of the other names right now.
I thought you had a list.
No, I was keeping a list, but it wasn't very long.
It was so not long. It only had one item. Hang on.
Why are you looking up lead?
Because it had something to do with it. I promise. Hang on. Shit, I can't fucking type. Plum. Okay, redirected from... Oh, come on, I don't want to do this. Oh, did you know that the... Oh, this is a new segment that I think I want to try. Let's see, it's called Things I Know.
Eat me.
Did you...
Same.
No.
It didn't echo?
No.
Damn it.
Do you want it to echo? I can make it happen.
No, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Did you know that the Latin word for lead is plumbum?
Yes.
Man, you a plumbum.
Yeah.
No, it's the Latin word for lead.
Yeah, you are.
What does it even mean?
What does it mean?
It means you're slow as fuck.
Slow as fuck for what?
Well, you lead, man. You heavy. Heavy means slow.
In the it head. Does? In the hood?
What?
No. You know, if you say, oh, man, he's kind of heavy-headed.
Oh. Then I'm not up to date on this hood speak.
That's not a hood speak. That's just me. I don't know what the hell. That's me making bullshit up.
Okay. Well, you did a good job. I praise you. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, and we want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Much love to my PSU classmates who got fucked over this week.
Much love.
Oh, don't do drugs.
What character was that supposed to be?
That's SpongeBob, dude.
No. Oh, shit. I get it.
Oh, you never done that with your vocal cords?
I can't say I have, and I don't think I'll record it. But I'll try it later. Go ahead and let's see. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody. Never gonna let you down. By the way, actually, I fucked up. We're not going to be back next week because we're going to be camping. We're going to skip the show next week. Really sorry about that, but I figured I should tell you. Anyway, the usual thing.